Claus here. On behalf of the Phone Losers of America, I'm here to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Cactus.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
That amazing Christmas intro was brought to you by Etza. He took my advice from the last show and used clips that I put on phonelosers.com/media of all of our intro sounds and made his own intro. Thanks, Etza! Speaking of that, everyone's pissed off that I'm talking about changing the intro. And I don't mean I want to change the intro permanently. Our intro will always be the cactus intro that I've made with all of your voices, and that's always going to change and evolve and stuff as new things happen. But I just thought it'd be nice to occasionally switch it up, like we did in this episode with Etsy's intro, or like I do in other episodes with that one singing British lady. I love that intro, but I wouldn't want to make it on every episode or anything, so don't worry. I promise I'm not going to change the intro permanently. I just want a bunch of intros so I can just change it occasionally. Jeez, people, settle down. Today's show is brought to you by Oregon Guy, who I've been told has a real name, which is Corbin. So thank you, Corbin/Oregon Guy, for sponsoring the show, and for not coming to my house, and for mailing me a box full of weird-ass shit for Christmas. Today's cake is brought to you by Patrick S. I think Patrick, I mentioned him in a previous show. I think he left a voicemail or an email or something, but he talked about fitting the entire corporate memo onto a cake. I guess he works at some sort of cake/cookie place or something. But his submission is the entire corporate memo on a cookie. It's a cookie cake. It's one of those giant cakes. So it's basically a cake. But Patrick, he did like the phone loser symbol on it. And then there's this nice little cactus that says cactus. You all have to go to phonelosers.org and look at this cake because it's amazing. But on the front of it, it says, "Hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching, and we really need to get that locked down. This is a $1 million account, and we don't want to let it slip through our fingers. We should meet for lunch on Wednesday. No, make that Thursday, you know, to discuss this and to see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for the cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details. We don't want to let that jerk Bartowski get the account like this time last year." So believe it or not, he actually fit all of that onto a normal-sized cake. Good job, Patrick. I think we can officially stop the cakes now. I think Patrick wins. I mean, there's been a lot of amazing cakes, but none of the other cakes had this level of detail on them. So great job, Patrick. You win the prize, which is nothing. On Christmas Eve, Carlito and me, we did a show together on Prank Call Nation. It was a fun show. I think we did maybe 4 hours, at least 3 hours, but I think it was closer to four. I can't remember. And I don't think the show's been posted yet, but I'm sure it'll be posted soon. It'll be posted on the Madhouse stream at madhouselive.com, the Madhouse podcast feed, I mean. And I don't know, maybe I'll steal it from there and put it on my feed, because I didn't record it. Only Carlito recorded it. But be looking for that. If you're not subscribed to Madhouse's podcast feed, you can find the links on madhouselive.com. And you can hear our hours and hours of Christmas Eve mayhem. Making people unhappy on Christmas Eve, because that's what we like to do. And Gloria was there. Gloria from the voicemails. She joined us, and she was constantly wanting to do really horrible things, and we always had to say, no, no. Bad Gloria. Hit her with the newspaper. Laugh Track Matt was there. And Dwight was there. Everyone was there. It was a good time. Today's calls are going to be a bunch of portrait people who didn't pick up on our Christmas Eve show, because there was a lot of them. It was weird. It was as if people just weren't around on Christmas Eve. They were spending time with their families or something. So we had tons of people that didn't pick up, and that's who we're going to call today. I called these numbers today, and I was in the chat room while I did this, so you will hear me reference people in the chat room during the calls, I think. And every single one of these calls is an idea taken from the Prank Call Nation chat room. So here it is. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hello, Bill?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the portrait studio. You had some portraits done here?
Yeah, they came in already?
No, there's a small problem.
What's that?
Okay, one of the people in the photos, you know, the shirt they were wearing, it had a copyrighted logo, like on the shirt.
Okay.
And,
The polo shirt?
Yeah, it had like a little, like a little alligator, you know, whatever those polo shirts have on them.
A horse guy, got a horse, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. So, you're going to be fined $250 for copyright violations.
How is that? How did I violate the copyright? I paid for the shirt.
No, yeah, but you can't just, reproduce the logo just because you bought the shirt. You don't own the logo. It's a copyrighted logo.
I didn't reproduce it.
Right, but we're not held responsible for that. You signed a thing saying that you accept all responsibility for copyright violations in the photos. So we're going to have to charge you.
Why didn't you tell me about that?
Well, we didn't see it. The computer picked it up later.
Oh, bullshit.
What do you mean, bullshit?
It stands right out there. The photographer was right there. Hey, I'll be there tomorrow. What time are you open tomorrow?
Hey, don't curse at me. You're going to be charged this $250 violation fee, no matter what.
What time are you going to be there tomorrow? I'll be there with a lawyer if I have to.
You're going to bring your lawyer on a Saturday?
I'll find out what's going on. My sister's a lawyer. It won't be a problem.
Oh, yeah, okay. You sound like you're
this
full
is,
of crap.
This is crazy.
It's not crazy. It's welcome to America. Guess what? You can't go around using other people's logos without their permission. You fucking asshole.
You want to say it again to me? What's
yes.
Your name?
I called you a fucking asshole.
What's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy? What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
Gherbil.
Gerbil?
Gerbel.
You're like a gerbil?
Oh, now you're making fun of my name. Wow, I feel like I'm in junior high again.
What time are you there tomorrow? I'll be there tomorrow.
I'm here all day tomorrow.
Well, I'll be there.
Are you going to bring your lawyer? Oh, he hung up. Got enough of that Gerbel shit in junior high and high school. I don't need it now. Shouldn't have to deal with this.
What?
You're a copyright violator, you fucking asshole.
You're going to have a problem with me tomorrow morning. Don't worry about it.
No, I won't. No, because I'm not the one that broke the law. You're the one that broke the law. All right, he's gone. That idea was stolen by Hung Solo, sort of. I switched it up a bit.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff.
This
is James from the Portrait Studio. You had some pictures done here on Monday?
Yes.
And there's a small problem.
Okay.
It's one of our employees. His name's Elky. He went out on his lunch break and he was looking at your photos while he was driving.
Okay.
And he got into a car accident.
Okay.
And so your photos... So, I'm sorry, what?
I'm just... I guess, how does this affect me?
Well, the photos are gone. You know, some of them were destroyed in the accident, and then I don't even know how to get those back, really, because the car has been... I don't know what they do with the car after an accident, because he died. Elky's dead. And
who is this?
My name is James. I'm from the Portrait Studio.
Okay. If this is a prank call, because I received a prank call from this number before, I'm going to be very upset.
What kind of prank call did you receive?
I received a number of prank calls from the Portrait Studio. So somebody from the Portrait Studio transporting my photos that weren't supposed to be ready until after the first of the year?
Yeah. Well, no. You didn't pay for the expedited service, so they're here and everything. We just don't give them to you until after the first of the year. But Elky had taken them out on his lunch break. And
James, what's your last name?
And he got into a car accident, and he's dead now. And
That's fine. That's
basically
fine.
Took his photos with
James.
With
what
him.
What is your last name?
I was waiting for him to ask again. Okay, so apparently I didn't do a very good job the other night of erasing some of these numbers after we got through to them. No idea what happened with that guy the other night. But if you'd like to know, it's I'm sure that show is going to be on Carlito's feed soon, on the Madhouse feed. I'll have to try that one again, Elkie.
Hello?
Hi, Andrew?
Hello?
Andrew?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Portrait Studio.
Hey.
I was just calling about your photos you had done on Monday.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a problem with your photos.
What happened?
One of our employees here, he died in a car crash. He went out on his lunch break and he had your photos. He was just looking at them, you know, during his lunch break.
Yeah.
And he died in a car crash, and he had your photos, so there's no way for us to get them back.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know how would we get them back, you know? I don't know what they do with the car after a car crash.
Oh, I have no idea. I was going to say, should we just come take new pictures?
His car was totaled. Yeah, you're going to have to take new pictures, because I don't even know why he took them with him on his lunch break. I think he needed something to read.
Okay.
He was out on his lunch break and he got in a car accident.
Well, sorry about that. I mean, that's horrible news. I feel horrible.
Well, he wasn't like a well-liked employee. He was basically just temporary help for Christmas.
Okay.
So it wasn't a big loss, as far as I'm concerned. I get more hours. I'm going to get more hours now for the rest of the holidays.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Can I call you guys back later? I'm going to talk to everyone and see when they could do, like, schedule-wise.
Oh, schedule for what?
To redo the pictures.
Oh, yeah, okay. And you would have to pay for them again.
I'd have to pay for what?
Because the original photos, Elkie had them.
Well, why would I have to pay for them again?
Well, because, I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense at all, man. At all.
Well, we already.
I would have to pay for them again.
Well, we can't just.
You guys lost them. I never got them.
We didn't lose them. Elkie had them in his car on his lunch break.
He was your fucking employee. What do you mean you didn't lose them?
He was just Christmas help. It doesn't.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You guys hired him. He's your employee. I'm not fucking paying for pictures. You're just gonna retake them or give me my fucking money back.
No, because
why don't say no.
We paid to have them developed, you know? They've already been developed, so we can't just give you free photos.
You can take more pictures. I can come in, and you can take more pictures.
We're not just...
Why would I repay for what your company lost?
We're not going to just give you free photos.
I fucking paid for photos, and I never gave them.
I know, but we can't...
What do you mean?
If we did stuff like that, we'd go out of business. We can't just give away photos to everyone that wants them.
So if you just let your employees take shit out of the store that's not theirs, get in a car accident and ruin them, I have to fucking pay for new ones? How does that make any sense?
It's not even that much money, and at least...
It's not that much money? The fuck?
It's not our fault. It's
I'm coming out the right fucking now.
It's Elkie's fault, though. It's not our fault.
I don't give a fuck who Elkie is!
You shouldn't.
I'm coming up there right fucking now.
You're being disrespectful to Elkie. Elkie and Elkie's family.
I don't care! You're fucking me over on my mom's Christmas gift!
Alright.
The fuck do you
look,
mean, man?
There's one other thing I need to mention.
What?
Elkie's family wants you to give the eulogy at his funeral because he was looking at your photos.
No.
Why not?
Because, no. Because
maybe if you did that...
I do not feel comfortable doing that at all.
His family might pay for your photos to be replaced or something. Or maybe his family has the photos.
No, I'm not doing it. Your company's going to pay for it.
No, we already paid for it. We already developed them. We already developed them and paid...
I'm telling you right now, man. I'm on my way to your store right now.
I don't care. You can come in here and throw a tantrum if you want, but we're not going to give you free photos.
I'm going to talk to everyone, and this is ridiculous.
You can't get free photos just by throwing a tantrum.
I'm not getting free photos. I paid for photos that I didn't receive.
Okay, we...
What do you mean?
We developed your photos, and they're in the
I don't give a shit, man. I never got them. I never got them.
They're probably in the impound lot or the junkyard or wherever they take cars after someone gets...
Oh, my God. This is your company's fault.
Like, I can give you the address.
This is your guys' fault.
No, we didn't... It's not our fault he got in a car wreck. That's just an accident. It's nobody's fault.
It's your fault he took the fucking pictures out of the store.
It's Elkie's fault.
That's your guys' fault.
Elkie was drinking and driving.
You're blaming a fucking dead guy, man. You're blaming a dead guy.
Okay, don't call...
What are you thinking?
Don't call Elkie a dead guy. That's disrespectful.
That's what he is, man. That's what he is. I don't know him. It's also disrespectful that you're putting blame on him.
But he was drinking and driving, when so it kind of was his fault.
Oh, man, you're making... This is ridiculous. I feel like you're lying. This has to be a fake story. The guy was on lunch drunk? What kind of employees did you
I didn't say drunk. I said he was drinking.
Okay, which is... Was he above the legal limit?
They haven't gotten the toxicology reports back yet.
Okay, then it doesn't matter. So he's drunk. He probably had more than one beer for them to be that worried about.
I think he was just distracted because he was, you know, he was drinking.
Probably because he had the pictures in his hand that he shouldn't have.
Yeah, he was looking at your photos.
Staring at him.
Yeah, he was looking at your photos.
What kind of shit is that, man?
When you think about it, it's your fault because he's looking at your photos while he was driving.
It's my fault.
I think I'm gonna recommend to Elkie's family that you file manslaughter charges against you.
Okay, you're so smart, man.
Well, it makes sense to me.
What's your name?
Better to blame you than a dead guy.
What's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
You're an idiot.
No, I'm not.
You might be the stupidest person I've ever met.
No, I'm not an idiot.
Yes, you are.
I don't appreciate
that. You're blaming me for this?
Well, at least I don't lose my photos, you know, after I pay for them.
I didn't lose them!
So you're the idiot, if you're the one that can't even hold on your photos.
I never got them! How the fuck am I supposed to hold on to them?
Well, I don't know that.
You're about to get your ass beat here in a second, man.
Oh, you're gonna make threats at me now. I'm gonna call store security, I'm gonna warn them not to let you
in. Call them. Fucking call them.
I will. I'll say you're cursing and you're threatening me, and you're making fun of dead people.
Yeah, you're blaming me for your employee dying! The fuck? Police are here! Even better!
Yeah, the police are always here. We have a shoplifter like 10 times a day, so big surprise, the police are here.
I really don't care, man.
They're gonna be busy with the shoplifter. I hope they... Yeah.
I really don't care
about
anything you're saying anymore.
Don't try to come in here and kick my ass, because the police are here.
Well, no one's trying to, because I'm just going to come and get my shit.
All right. Why don't you just hang the fuck up, okay? Just hang the phone up. He hung up. Jesus. Wow. That guy was so nice at first. He, like, actually seemed to have concern for Elkie and Elkie's family and stuff. Rest in peace, Elkie. Thank you for the idea, Elgie. That was fun.
Hello?
Hello, Amy?
Yes.
I'm calling from the portrait studio. This is Todd.
Yes.
And we have kind of a problem with the photos.
Okay.
It looks like, you know, the people that hacked Sony. You heard about the Sony hack and the movie The Interview and everything. Well, they hacked into our servers, too. And they released your photos online.
So where are my pictures?
They're on the internet. They're on a torrent. Do you know how to download torrents?
No.
Because that's what you're going to have to do to get your photos now. Because we don't have them anymore. They stole them from our servers, and they released
them.
Did
they take everybody's or just mine?
Everyone's. Everyone's photos that had their photos done this week.
People that hacked into Sony.
Yeah.
Are the same people that hacked into took our pictures and released them online.
It's James Franco's fault.
Who's James Franco?
He's the guy, he's one of the stars of the movie The Interview. And he also, I think he wrote it probably, him and Seth Rogen.
Uh-huh.
Basically.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do?
You're going to have to get on the internet. If you look on hacker sites, they, you know, they list like where the torrents are of all the information that was released. And there'll be a link somewhere on the internet to download your photos.
Okay, but what are you guys going to do? Because I already paid for them.
Right, and they've been developed, and they're on the internet. You can get them from the internet.
This just seems real shady to me.
It is. They're hackers. The hackers stole your photos.
And what's your name?
My name is Todd.
Todd what?
Bartowski. Yeah,
Did you talk to your manager?
It's Sony's fault, because Sony went ahead and released that movie.
Did you talk to your manager?
Yeah, the manager knows. Everyone knows. But it's because of Sony. It's Sony's.
He told me he was going to call me back.
Sony's fault, because they released that movie on Christmas. The movie, The Interview.
Uh-huh.
And that pissed off North Korea, and next thing you know, your photos have been stolen and put up on torrents. Just like all of Sony's emails.
And so there's nothing you can do to, like, reimburse me for all my pictures?
No, because we paid for it and everything. You know, we already paid the company to develop it, but, you know, you can just download them from the internet and print them from there, from a torrent site. There might be...
Well, I don't know how to get to torrents.
Yeah,
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea how to get to torrents. I'm not printing pictures off and using my ink when I already paid. And I think this whole conversation is a little shady.
I know torrents, like, if you print the photos, they'll probably be like a side banner of porn advertisements. So you might have to crop those out of your photo, the porn ads.
Who is this?
I think that's how it works. Who is this?
My name's Ray.
Oh, hey, Ray.
Cousin.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that for sure. Because, you know, it's just...
You don't know what for sure.
Well, it's Amy's name that's on the account, so I can't talk to you. I don't know who the fuck you are. I'm only authorized to talk to Amy. It's her account. It's her photos. It's not yours. And he's gone. That idea was submitted by Dr. Astronaut, PhD. Blame everything on James Franco. And she said something about... The manager was supposed to call me back or something. I don't know. I don't understand what she's talking about. Like, maybe they... Or maybe we got a hold of them the other night. I don't know.
Hello?
Hello, Angelique?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the Portrait Studio.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to let you know about a small problem we had with your photos that you had done here on Monday.
Yes.
And they haven't called you about this yet, have they?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's good. The machine that they used to print the photos, it's broken. So
okay.
we're going to have Matt Hillock draw your pictures for you.
Have who?
Matt Hillock. He's an artist. He works over at the mall. He has a table at the mall where he draws caricatures. I don't know how to say that word. I never can say it. But you know, the funny cartoon people with the big heads and the big teeth. He's gonna draw your photos for you. He's gonna look on the screen and draw what your photos look like.
So the ones paid for, I won't be able to get.
You know, you're gonna get them, and they're gonna be this. They're gonna be on glossy paper. They're gonna be the right sizes and everything you asked for. They're just gonna be the cartoon drawings by the guy in the mall, Matt Hillock. With the big teeth and the, you know.
Okay, so it's going to be looking like the pictures that I asked. I don't want no cartoon character looking type of a picture.
But they don't look like they're very realistic looking. They look really good. He's a good artist. It's Matt Hillock.
Is this a joke?
No. No, of course not. I wouldn't.
I have never heard of that in my life. Is this some kind of way I can just forget about the pictures and get my money back?
Oh, no. No, that's already been paid for. All sales final. But it's just that the machine's broken. The developing machine. So we're just going to have Matt Hillock draw the pictures. And they're going to look just fine.
They're going to look the same.
Basically the same. They're just going to look a little bit cartoonish, and they'll have big heads and small bodies. But and
this he's got to be a joke.
And he's going to do full color, like we're doing full color. We're paying him extra to color it in with a spray brush.
This has to be a joke, right?
No, of course not.
I'm like, am I being punked?
No,
I cannot believe this.
No. I think they took that show off the air about 10 years ago. So nice reference from the 2000s.
I have never heard of such. You get pictures, Christmas pictures, and then they call you back and say that, oh, we're going to, the machine is broke, so we're going to, this has to be a joke.
Oh, go ahead, finish. Recap the rest of what I told you.
So we're going to get a cartoonist to draw the picture and put the color in there. And yeah. What?
It's not just any cartoonist, though. It's Matt Hillock.
I don't even know who Matt Hillock is.
You should look at some of his work. He has a website at laughtrackmatt.spreadshirt.com.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Roy. I'm the manager here at the Portrait Studio.
Oh, my God. So where will I pick these pictures at?
Oh, same place. You just come right in here into the store, and we'll have them ready for you. The same time we said. They're not going to be delayed or anything. But these are so much more original than just regular photos.
Yes, but that's not what I paid for.
I know, but this is better. Because Matt, he will modify the photos so that your kids aren't ugly and stuff like that. Like, he'll make them better.
Oh, my gosh. I know this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. Why would you think it's a joke?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Bye.
What? No, why are you hanging up? Elky wants me to say they're scratch and sniff drawings. I didn't get that part. I'll call her back just to say that. That was Dark Stranger's idea, by the way. I'd pay to have Matt draw my pictures, family photos.
Hello?
Hey, I didn't tell you the best part. The photos are going to be scratch and sniff.
Okay.
You know, like you can... She hung up. She didn't like that at all. She'd be like, no way, we smell bad. We don't want that.
Hello?
Hi, Joanna?
Hi.
Hi, this is the Chuck from the photo lab. You had some portraits done here on Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
And I just needed a call and let you know it was just a, kind of an issue with your photos.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, we donated your photos to an orphanage. It's just kind of like a random thing that they do every year, and they'll just take a few of the photos and they'll just donate them to an orphanage so they can feel like they have a family. So you're not going to get your photos.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. No, it's something that that the Portrait Studio does every year. And it just...
So I paid for photos that I'm not going to get?
Correct, yeah. And we can give you a coupon, or we can give you a store credit.
No, that's not okay. I mean, I don't mind to, like, help out. But, I mean, this was a Christmas gift for my mom and dad and my brother and sister-in-law, and my nephews were all in town from Texas.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a nice family, but these orphans, they don't. So it means a lot. It means a lot more to them than it would to your family.
No, not okay.
Well, it's been done. I mean, it's already, we gave it to them on Christmas.
My photos or I want my money back.
We'll give you a gift card.
Mm-mm. I'll be calling my bank and letting them know I put that on my Visa credit card and that you guys aren't going to give me my photos. So I'm going to call and put in a dispute with them.
I know, but we're going to give you,
we'll give you
your money back.
No. I'm a very charitable person, and I've already allocated my money that I donate each year to my chosen charities.
But isn't it better to give more?
No. I want my photos. This was my Christmas gift to my family.
But now it's a Christmas gift to another family.
I want the photography manager.
I am the manager here. I'm the manager.
I want your boss.
Oh, I don't have a boss. I'm my own boss. Well, I don't.
This is definitely
I don't see what your problem is, because you're helping another family. You're helping someone without a family. You're helping little kids feel like they have.
Sir, what's your name again?
Chuck Bartowski.
Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna need to spell that.
Are you smoking? What are you smoking?
It is none of your business.
I was just curious.
I need to find a pen. Sir, you've really angered me.
You don't sound very angry. It sounds like, you don't get angry too often.
And you're not very professional either.
I'm sorry. I get paid minimum wage here. What do you expect?
Are you serious? This is how you speak to your customers?
They pay me 50 cents over minimum wage, so you can't expect grade A customer service if you pay your employees
that. Okay, and what's your name again?
Chuck Bartowski.
And how do you spell your last name?
B-A-R-T-O-W-S-K-I. Just like the TV character.
And you're the store manager of the
I'm not the store manager. I'm the photo department manager. But, you know, the rest of the store has nothing to do with us. But we're
okay, well, I'm going to be in on January the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day I was supposed to be picking up my stuff.
And you're going to get your gift card to replace the photos.
Bull fucking shit. You're going to either refund my money or...
it's tax deductible.
Give me my fucking shit, you fucking motherfucker. You're going to give me my shit.
You're new to this cursing thing, aren't you? You're not very good at it yet. Don't worry, you'll get there.
You're going to give me fucking personal info up there, motherfucker.
Personal info what?
Shut the fuck up. I'm hanging up on the phone with you. I'm going to call. Who's your boss?
Make sure you announce. Make sure you announce to me that you're hanging up before you hang up. Because that makes it much more effective.
What's your boss's name?
I don't have a boss. I'm Chuck fucking Bartowski, motherfucker.
Huh, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, at least I don't smoke, you big smoker. I think she was smoking. I think I ruined her high. Are they Marlboro cigarettes? Or is it weed?
Who is this?
I'm just wondering, what are you smoking? Maybe I could come over and smoke with you.
Who are you?
I'll bring you some weed.
I think I'm gonna call the police because I think you're
No, don't do that. They'll find my weed.
Don't call me again.
I won't. Just don't call the police because okay, I don't want them to take my weed. So that was all of the calls from today, except for one. But I'm not gonna play that last one just yet. Instead, I'm gonna play voicemails. I'm gonna hold that last call for ransom. If you want to hear that last call, you've got to listen to all these voicemails. Because as we all know, the technology does not exist for you to skip ahead past these voicemails and just listen to the last call. Nope, you can't do that. It's impossible. What do you think this is, the 80s? We don't have tape recorders where you can just push the fast forward button, go right past all this stuff. Nope, you guys are stuck.
Brad, it's Gloria. I want to let you know, I'm listening to the prank call that you just did about, like, you want to tell people that a plane crashed in their medium, whatever it is. Here's a little tip. Don't say it was 2 hours ago. Say it was overnight. Say it happened overnight, and that they, well, what did you want? What did you want him to do? Call him Mr. and Mrs. Okay, my dad wants to say something.
Call him a reverse gender, so if a lady answers the phone, say, hello, sir.
Yeah, my dad's real, by the way.
Yeah, nice actor you got there to play your dad.
Call them a reverse gender every time somebody answers the phone and say that the accident happened overnight and that they all want to sue them. Does that make sense? Anyway, thank you, bye.
You always make sense, Gloria. What a dumb question. By the way, there's only 22 voicemails here. We're only going to listen to 22 voicemails and then we'll get back to that last phone call.
Hey, Brad, I was just going through my recent callers and I was prank calling people. Because that's what I do when I'm not listening to your show. I prank call people.
That you know?
Yeah, I clicked on this number, and I wasn't going to leave a voicemail, but I guess now I will. So, anyway, I was the guy that made the Tim from Distorted View impression. I started my own YouTube channel where I'm probably going to do prank calls and rip off a lot of your ideas and upload them. We're called the Phone Fuckers, with PH instead of an S. It's kind of like a wordplay. And I'm sure the name's already been taken, but, you know, if we get a lot of viewers and shit, it'll be ours. So, yeah, so check us out, phonefuckers@youtube.com or something like that.
It's always good to misspell your YouTube URL, so, you know, people get confused and don't know how to get there. YouTube.com/phonefuckers, everyone go there. But try misspelling random things until you finally get through. And your Tim voicemails were hilarious. I was not exaggerating. I edited out a bunch of laughing after I played that one that you left pretending to be Tim. Oh, also, steal my ideas. I don't care. Please, steal everything I do. I am completely okay with it. People ask me all the time if they can steal my ideas, which is nice for them to ask first. And I really don't care. I'm flattered. You know, do the carding thing yourself. Do median pranks. Not that that one was mine exactly, but, you know. Everything you've ever heard me do, please, steal it. I'll just be happy that you're paying attention to me.
Hey, this is Scott, aka The Laughing Man 24. I had a cool idea for you.
Yay, ideas.
Next time you make a prank call, instead of doing your normal antics, try answering as Special Operator 247. People have very, very acute fears of operators.
I don't.
Thought I'd give you that. Love the show. Take it easy.
I'm not afraid of those motherfuckers. Are people afraid of operators? They seemed more scary in the 80s and, you know, back then. Phones don't even have operators anymore, do they? Isn't it all automated now? I don't think Comcast, when I had Comcast phone service, I don't think I could hit zero and get an operator. Come to think of it, I don't know what you got when you hit zero. Maybe you got an operator. Hell if I know. I'm stupid. Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm operator 12 something something.
Hey, Brad, it's Trucker Chris calling you from my truck, my 18-wheeler, man. Been listening for about 2 years now, every day I drive. I've listened about 10 hours a day to all the old shows and all the new shows, man. Can't wait to hear the next one. Keep it up, brother. Peace.
That's cool. I've never heard from a trucker before on this show. I've always wondered if podcasts were, like, big with truckers. They should be. Because truckers have got to be bored as shit. Just driving all day. And from what I can tell, CB radios aren't quite as entertaining as they used to be. Or, I don't know, maybe that's just this area during the one time I checked 5 years ago. You should paint a phone loser symbol on the back of your truck in the dirt. Help promote the show.
Hey, Brad. It's Dr. Astronaut.
Oh, I used your ideas today on those Porter calls.
I just was listening to the Christmas thing you did with Carlito. And Gloria got on there and started telling those people that, I told that lady that all those people burned to death. And that yep, her that's manager, Gloria. her degree burns on her face. And, I just wanted to say that that's really offensive to me. Because I have third degree burns on my face. So, I don't think I'm gonna listen to your show anymore.
Thanks, Gloria.
That's not funny. Alright. Merry Christmas.
You too. If it can be merry with all those third-degree burns on your face. In all fairness to Gloria, I wrote that into the Skype chat, and she just repeated what I wrote. So it's good that you're blaming me and not listening to my show anymore, because that one was me. That one wasn't Gloria. It was my fault. Sorry, Dr. Astronaut.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga. I don't have a joke today. But
it's all right.
I just want to say that I got your card, and it's so cute and so sparkly. And there's like
glitter
all over my fingers and all over my table now, and all over the envelope and everything. And yeah, I'm going to definitely have a lot of fun time with cats this Christmas. If I can find some cats to pet. Lots of cats.
Cats are the best.
Yep.
Glad
you okay. Agree. Maybe I'll send you a card back, and it's going to be all glittery, too. Okay.
Bye, Fuck Olga.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Thanks, Olga. Olga did send me a card, by the way, and she included a joke inside the card. And I can't seem to find the card. It should be right here on my desk, but I don't seem to have it here. That's weird. Where the hell is it? But anyway, there was a joke in the card. Let's see if I can remember the joke. What is the difference between a corporate office and a cactus? One is full of pricks and the other is a cactus. I think that's how it went. I might have screwed that up, but I tried. That was a joke from Olga. Thanks, Olga. Okay, let's quit on voicemails and play that last prank. No, just kidding. Let's play another voicemail.
Hello, Brad. I'm not sure if you'll get this in time, but
this is 10 days old, by the way, so probably not.
Next PLA media package include the musical background loops that you use in your shows, because that'd be great. I just want to listen to these loops for like hours on end and just lay in my room, do nothing. You know.
You should just listen to shows.
All right, see ya. Shows are awesome.
Thanks.
It's awesome that Cardings are back, too.
You should just listen to Phone Loser shows all day, and then you can hear the loops while you hear pranks. You know, that's a good idea, though. I think I will try to remember to do that on the PLA Media Pack torrent that I am supposed to be finishing up this week, but I'm not. Oh, I guess I have one more week left to make the 2014 Media Pack. But yeah, I'll try to include all the loops. If you don't want to wait, though, or if I happen to forget, it's all on phonelosers.com/media, so you can just go there and get it instead, if you want. Okay, one more. I promise. This is it.
I need medicinal cactus. RBCP. You need to play prank requests. Right now. Right now. I need my medicinal cactus. Oh, fuck me with that medicinal cactus. I need it now. Take that medicinal cactus and shove it right up my clit. I need prank requests.
Right up your clit.
I need some medicinal cactus to be shoved right up my pussy. Medicinal cactus, please.
Okay. That was a good one to end on, I think. I like how in the translation with Google Voice, it keeps calling it Medicinal Texas. There's only 4 voicemails left. Isn't that amazing? I've never been this close to being finished before. Maybe I should just play them right now. No, just kidding. You guys have heard enough. I'm going to play that last prank, and then we're going to end the show. So here is the last prank. That's not even that good. I just made you guys wait, and it's not even that good. Enjoy this.
Hello?
Hello, Tammy?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from the Portrait Studio. This is Chuck.
Yes.
And did they call you about the thing with your photo yet?
No.
Okay, it looks like you signed the terms and conditions that you signed when you had your photos done. It allows us to install a coin-operated photo kiosk outside your home. And it looks like they're going to go ahead and do that for your location. Is the address we have on file here still correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, they're going to... I'm sorry?
They're going to do what?
They're going to install a photo kiosk outside of your home.
What does that mean?
You know, it's a machine and people can bring their memory cards and put it in there. And, you know, they can select which photos they want developed and it'll just print out the photos for them. And it's coin operated, so they can put in coins to do this.
This is a joke, right?
No, not at all. No, they do this all locations that don't have them already. It's just a branding thing we're doing. And it'll be kind of just outside your home. And people will be able to...
Oh, I don't think you...
I'm sorry?
I don't think you are.
You don't think
That's
I...
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
No, they do this all the time. It's something they've been rolling out since the beginning of this year. And,
No, you will not do that.
Oh, no, we have permission. We have a signed paper here from you that says it's fine.
Well, you can unpermission that, because you are not going to do that.
No, it has your signature on it, and...
Well, I revoked that signature and you put it on there.
You can't just revoke something you sign. It's a contract.
Yes, I can. No. Here, you may talk to my husband about that.
No,
it's the most ridiculous thing
I've
ever heard.
Your husband's not even involved in this. It has
Hello.
Hi. Look, this has nothing to do with you. Tammy's on the form.
It's my wife. It has everything it has to do with me. Tell me what's going on.
I know, but you're not on the paperwork. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Tell me what's going on, sir.
We're
going
to be installing a photo kiosk outside your home.
No, you are not.
Yeah, because Tammy gave us permission and she signed a paper and says we can do that. It's
you have no clue where I live.
No, she put the address on the paperwork here.
You have absolutely no idea where we live.
Well, what does she give? Did she give a fake address?
You have no idea where I live, do you?
It's on the paperwork,
if
stupid.
You did, you would be telling me right now. If it's on the paperwork, tell me.
And I don't have to
tell me.
I don't have to tell you shit because you're not on the paperwork. This is between me and Tammy. In our corporation.
What company do you work for? You're using this kind of language.
We're putting a photo kiosk in your front yard. Tammy's giving us permission. And if you do anything to disable it or anything like that, then you'll be arrested. You'll be charged with vandalism.
Good Lord. Are you calling from a number?
Yeah, look at your caller ID, dummy. What's the problem? I don't even know who you are, so you can just put Tammy back on the phone. You're not involved in this.
Have you had your fun, have you, fella?
Most of it.
Okay, well then be done.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, honey. honey baby sweetheart. Hang up the phone now. Hang it up. He hung it up. Yay, I got to do the ends idea. We got to have our fun. That was an idea by the N in the chat room. I think I'm going to have to try that one again, though, because I think I can get better results on that idea. That guy was way too smart for me. I'm officially ending the show now, though, so thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'm sorry I've been horrible about doing shows this week. I blame Christmas. Stupid Christmas. It's all Christmas's fault. Everyone needs to listen to Prank Call Nation tonight, because tonight is Friday, and that means it's the Art of Phone Larking show with G-Ad. And G-Ad's doing a special show tonight where he does the best of PCN for the entire year. So not only is he going to play his favorite three or four pranks by me, but he's going to play his favorite three or four pranks by all the other artists on Prank Call Nation. And I think that'll be a lot of fun to listen to. I'll probably hear some stuff that I've missed throughout the year. So be listening tonight. It's prankcallnation.com/listen. G-Ad's show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time and 10 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget, make sure you listen. And if it's too late, if it's already past that time, there is a podcast feed for Prank Call Nation. Go to prankcallnation.com and look somewhere on the sidebar. There's a podcast feed for all of the shows on Prank Call Nation. So if you miss things, if you can't make it for the live shows, there's a podcast feed for everything. Thanks once again to Oregon Guy for sponsoring today's show. And thank you, Patrick S., for your amazing cake/cookie thing. I hope you all had a great Christmas. I sure did. I'm going to end the show with a song by Crud Bump, also known as the Toothpaste for Dinner Guy. This is his Christmas song, which, by the way, I just paid for it just now on Amazon. Should be an easy thing, right? You know, I just pay my 89 cents and I download the song and I can put it on the show. But no, Amazon made me download some kind of Amazon Music app. Like, there was no way around it. I couldn't get around. I just wanted to download the song and put it in the show. Instead, I spent 10 minutes trying to figure out how to download it, finally realizing I couldn't, downloading their stupid app, because I can only download the song through their app. They didn't used to be like this. I used to buy MP3s from Amazon and they would just let you download it directly. Then I had to look up my Amazon login and password, and then I had to find out where they put the MP3. It wasn't in any normal directory. It was in some special directory under the My Documents something, I don't know. Then I had to uninstall the Amazon application because I don't want to leave it in there just for principle, because now I'm just mad at them and don't want their stuff on my computer. So God damn it, everyone, don't use Amazon to legally download music. Just stick with torrents. Torrents are the best way to download music. Don't pay the artist for their hard work. But I'm glad I did, because this song is by Crud Bump. Crud Bump does the comic strip at toothpastefordinner.com, which just so happens to be the comic strip that named The Snowplow Show. This show would not be called The Snowplow Show without Crud Bump. And also, Crud Bump is 100% responsible for our apartment pranks, our Tenants from Hell pranks, because that's based off of one of his comics that he did. We never would have come up with the idea for that if it hadn't been for Toothpaste for Dinner. So everyone should love Toothpaste for Dinner. Everyone should hate Amazon, because I hate Amazon right now, and you should definitely hate everything that I hate. Here's Crud Bump.
You know what time of year it is? It's Christmas time. I gotta tell you something real about Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like the Panamas and Isthmus. Fuck you if you don't like French fries. Fuck you if you don't like sweet potato fries. Fuck you if you don't like driving a car. Fuck you if you don't like riding in a car. And fuck you if you don't like antiques. That's right. Fuck you if you don't like dead people in coffins. I don't like them either, but you have to be respectful. Fuck you if you don't like compact fluorescents. They cost more, but you save the earth. Fuck you if you don't like staying up late. Fuck you if you don't like waking up late. And fuck you if you don't brush your teeth. That's nasty. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Yeah, that's right, it's not even about Jesus, it's about the holiday. You gotta respect the holiday. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas and Kwanzaa. Fuck you if you don't like Eid and Hanukkah. Fuck you if you don't like Thanksgiving. you gotta be grateful. Fuck you if you don't like goodwill to men. Fuck you if you don't like presents in the den and stockings hung by the motherfucking fireplace with care. Fuck you if you don't like working for a living. Fuck you if you don't like the spirit of giving. Fuck you if you don't like yams from a can. And fuck you if you don't like honey-baked ham. Fuck you if you don't like eggnog. Fuck you if you don't like other kinds of nog. And fuck you if you don't like reindeer dogs. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. 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 You know, it's not even about, you know, you don't have to put up a cross. You just gotta get out and go to the mall. You know, we need different stuff in the economy now. Things are changing. You gotta get out to the mall and just go in the doors. And just open up your mind, you know. You gotta go down to the hat store, give the hat store some money. You gotta go and get some shoes. You gotta get some stuff for your table, man. You gotta get stuff for the Christmas table. No, you can use it on Easter. Multi-usage things, you can go down. You know, you go down to the candle store and you can use those if the power goes out. You just gotta spread it around, you can't just think of yourself. You can't just think of yourself just this one time because it's Christmas.